hate to bother you at home like this, Doc. But Thelma's the nervous type.
Now, will you tell Mrs. Hayslip I said Tiger is in fine fettle?
Well, I'll tell her if I can get a word in. I guess it's because he's our first.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it. The rest of it is she's a woman.
They're all different, aren't they? Women, I mean. Mrs. Stone doesn't seem like that, though. She always seems so calm, both feet on the ground and all that.
Well, Mrs. Stone has a few more years of marriage behind her than your wife. You know, our calmness and stability get to them after a while. There are occasional regressions.
Hello, Mr. Hayslip.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
You look lovely, dear.
Oh, well, excuse the jeans. Hello, little Tiger.
Thanks, Doc. Bye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye, Mr. Hayslip.
I saw everything's all right. I mean, well, you do look lovely.
Goodbye, Mr. Hayslip.
My goodness, he's certainly a nervous type.
Well, he hasn't been married as long as I had.
What's that have to do with it? What are you staring at? Oh, good, it's working.
What's working?
I'm getting used to wearing Marcia's hat. Oh, that's right, I didn't tell you. I made the brisket this morning, and all you have to do is defrost it. Well, I guess I better show it to you. What's wrong with brisket?
Nothing.
Well, come on, then. Come on. Here we are. I marked it with Y.
Why? For brisket?
Well, I had to use the B for the chicken cacciatore.
Juice.
Well, Aunt Bertha gave it to us. B for Bertha. Well, I had to. I used the C for the lemon pie. Now, that should take care of you for the whole weekend. Oh, Alice, I'm so excited. You know, I can remember when my mother took me to Fairburn, and now here I am taking Mary.
Where are you taking Mary?
To Fairburn College, this weekend. The notice just came.
Oh, so that's it. You know, I've had the distinct impression for the last 5 minutes that I've been watching a foreign movie with the wrong titles.
Darling, I'm sorry. I'm much too busy this morning to stop and discuss foreign movies. Oh, Alex, just think. Mary will be the third generation of our family to go to Fairburn. That is, if she likes it. Of course, I wouldn't force her. Oh, do you want some coffee, dear?
Please.
Oh, I'm sure she will like it. You know, that's what these weekends are for, to show the kids around the campus and give them some of the tradition. And you know, I'll never forget how excited I was. I couldn't wait till fall came. Oh, Alex, I didn't even think of that part of it. That means that Mary will be going away in the fall.
Now, darling, Fairburn isn't that far away. She'll be home for weekends.
Honey, we have to be realistic. We're losing our little girl.
You know, the first time I heard you say that, when she went into kindergarten, and then again into high school.
Well, I guess that's what being a parent is. Losing your children over and over again and still having them. Do you think it's becoming?
Oh, I think motherhood suits you perfectly.
No, I mean Marcia's hat. Oh. You know, it was very nice of her to lend it to me. She paid a lot of money for it in New York.
Be the campus queen all over again.
It's not terribly far away.
New York?
No, Fairburn. Oh, my goodness, you're so excited. I don't know who's more mixed up about this, you or me. What time is it, dear?
It is exactly 2 minutes and 23 seconds later than the last time you asked me.
Alex. Sorry, I didn't realize it was such a chore.
Oh,
from Mary to go to a girlfriend's house for dinner and right after school.
I know, dear.
I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead and read. Don't let me disturb you. You shouldn't be so excited. I'm sorry, dear. You know, honey, it isn't just because it's my college. Fairburn is... Did I tell you about the brisket?
It's filed under Y. Chicken cacciatore under B. Lemon pie under C. Book under L.
L?
L. For library, where this will soon be overdue.
Be sarcastic. Oh, there she is now. Now, honey, stay calm. I mean, don't get excited. Just tell her very quietly and very calmly, and then we'll talk about it more fully in the morning. Oh, Mary.
Yes, Mother?
Mary, guess what? Guess what?
You bought a new hat?
Oh, no, this is Marcia's. I'm just practicing wearing it so I can get comfortable in it. But now, guess why? Guess why? I'll bet you can't.
Well...
You and I are going to Fairburn College over the weekend. That's why. Now, honey, stay calm. Don't get excited. I want you to be able to sleep tonight.
I'm not going to Fairburn.
This will be the most thrilling... You're not going to Fairburn?
I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, Mother.
But, Mary... You know, you can make up your own mind about this sort of thing. But don't you think you... at least ought to take a look at Fairburn. I mean, that's what the weekend is for. It's tradition. And then if you decide that you want to go to another college, well...
Mother, I'm not going to any college.
You're not going to any college?
I told you I've been singing with the high school band.
What does that have to do with it?
Now, Alex, let her finish.
Well...
What does that have to do with it?
Mother, everybody says I'm pretty good. That I could make a career out of singing.
A career?
If I work hard and... Well, the sooner I get started, the better.
Yeah, but Mary, going to college,
Mother,
isn't it?
You've always said that you've raised us to make our own decisions, that you have enough faith in us to know that we'll choose wisely. Please don't be angry. I've made my decision.
Did you hear that?
Come to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning.
Is that all you have to say?
No. You might take off the hat first.
Now, Mary, I know I've always told you that you could make your own decisions. But when it comes to something as important as this, something that will affect your whole life, well, I'll tell you something, Mary Stone. This is a decision that you are not going to make. Now, whether it is Fairburn College or some other college, you are going to college. And that is final.
Bravo, bravo. Why didn't you deliver that at breakfast?
Oh, honey, I just couldn't. I guess I'm just not a foot-putting-down kind of mother. Oh, but you could.
What we need around here is a good foot-putter-downer. Now, look, honey, we're just going to have to lay the law down to after she finishes college, if she still wants a singing career, that's up to her. And someday she'll thank us that we forced her into it.
Oh, dear. Forced is such an ugly word.
No, it'll do her good. Look, honey, I have to get to the hospital.
You know, I'd still rather she made her own decision about this. You know, if she would just come up there that weekend with me, she'd have a wonderful time. We have all kinds of activities planned. There's a boat trip and a dance and... Alex, a dance.
Oh, no, not for me. My program's filled at the hospital.
Do you think it would work?
Yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about, and I'm late.
Oh, it's a sneaky thing to do.
It is?
Yeah, but I'm going to do it.
Good.
I'm glad you agree. I'm going to go call Carolyn right now. Honey, don't just stand there. You'll be late for the hospital.
Oh, Mother, I'm so relieved.
Relieved?
Oh, well, frankly, I thought you and Daddy were going to hit the roof. That's why I hadn't said anything.
Oh, you mean about your career? Well, your father was a little upset, but I understood completely.
You did? You know, I always thought that...
You know, I had a pretty nice voice myself.
Well, you still do, Mother.
Well, my mother wanted me to go to Fairburn, so here I am, sewing.
Mother, you mean you could have had a career and she stopped you?
Well, she just thought that college was more important.
Mother, you could have been famous and you've never said a word.
Oh, my goodness, don't feel sorry for me. I'll have all of the excitement of a career through you. You know, everyone needs somebody to push them up to the top, and when you get there, well, part of the applause will be for me.
Mother,
you... No, don't worry, dear. I promise you I won't turn into one of those typical stage mothers.
Home? Anybody home?
Well, I wonder who that can be.
It sounds like Mrs. Weatherby.
Oh, Carolyn, in here. Come on in.
Donna, you've simply got to help me. I'm going out of my mind. Oh, hi, Mary.
Hello. Well, what's the matter, Carolyn?
They put me in charge of entertainment for the dance up at Fairburn. Oh, Donna, I need your help.
Well, I'd like to help, Carolyn, but we're not going.
Not going to Fairburn? Oh, don't tell me you've decided on another college, Mary.
No. Mary's decided upon a singing career, and I'm all for it.
You are?
Well, we don't believe that ambition and talent should be stifled.
Well, I guess you know what you're doing. Say, how would you like to sing at the dance, Mary? That would solve my problem and give you a chance to see Fairburn.
Oh, no, I'm not
Carolyn,
ready.
Carolyn, I think that's a marvelous idea.
Mother, I'm not ready.
You will be. Let's try it again and watch your breathing.
Mother, I don't know if this whole thing isn't
now,
just
a... Mary, art is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. Let's do it again.
Hurry up, miss the bus.
I don't know what you guys are taking the bus for anyway. You could drive up there a lot faster.
It's good experience for Mary. When she's out playing all of those one-night stands, she'll be riding the bus.
Mm. Well, by the time she's a singer, they'll be going every place by rocket.
Jeff, you're just jealous.
Don't argue, don't argue. You have to save your voice, dear. Now, Alex, do you remember everything?
Oh, don't worry about us, honey. We'll do fine. I'll do the cooking. Oh, right, honey. Jeff will do the cleaning. It'll be fun, right, Jeff?
Oh, loads of fun.
Oh, we'll be back before you miss us.
Loads of fun.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, sweetheart. I hope you know what you're doing. Giving her this chance to sing in front of an audience could really make up her mind.
I know. It's a gamble.
Honey, we're taking a big risk.
Oh, it's not so big, dear. I've stacked the deck. A little.
Boy, that was the best dinner I ever had.
Don't be a wise guy.
No, really. Lemon pie, asparagus, burnt toast. Mom never thought up a dinner like that.
Well, your mother has been busy devising a new alphabetical filing system. Now, why don't you quit with the jokes and go get yourself a glass of milk?
Milk? Let's see, that would be under...
Try A for allowance, which could be cut.
Say, Dan... Is Mom really going to let Mary skip college and be a singer?
Your mother is going to let Mary make up her own mind that college is what she wants.
What if she can't do it?
Jeff, man to man, there's a side of your mother you've never seen.
Really? What's that?
She is crafty, shrewd, cunning, scheming, insidious, diabolical.
Much longer.
Just another hour. Are you hungry?
I'm starved.
What?
I said I'm starved.
Oh, well, just a minute.
Mother, don't you have another cupcake?
Johnny, you'll have to begin worrying about your weight. The camera puts on 10 pounds. I read that someplace. And who knows?
If you work hard, television may be just around the corner.
Well, I wish Fairburn were just around the corner.
Darling, you have to get used to riding the bus. You know, if you're going to travel with the band, you'll be spending a lot of time on them. Would you like some salt?
Oh, that's what makes it so nice. Well, it's exactly the kind of college I'd pick. I mean, if I weren't so set on a career. But I love this place. It's so college-y.
Thank you. Do you know something, dear? I met your father right here.
Here? You mean in this very place?
Mm-hmm. He came over to the table and asked if the extra chair were being used, and I said it wasn't, so he used it.
Just like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how romantic. Just like in the movies.
Oh, exactly. That's where he got the idea. It was in You're a Sweetheart with Alice Faye.
Excuse me, is this chair being used? I'm Danny Calvin. I hope you don't think I'm being forward, but the seniors are supposed to welcome all the visitors. You know, make you feel at home.
Well, I'm Mary Stone, and this is my mother.
Welcome to Fairburn.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you think so far? Hey, have you seen the new football field?
Oh, no.
Have you gone through the home ec building?
No, we just...
Oh, we better get started. May as well become familiar with the place.
Mary's not enrolling.
She's not? Don't tell me you picked out some fancy Eastern school just because...
Oh, no, it's not that. Mary's going to be a singer.
Oh, we've got a swell glee club here.
A professional singer. As a matter of fact, Mary's singing with the band tonight at the dance.
That's swell.
Well, you can't begin a career too early, you know.
That's right. In college would just be a waste of time.
But you haven't even seen the football field yet, and they're building new dorms.
They are?
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you pretend that you haven't decided, you know, about the career, and let me show you around.
I think that would be all right. What do you think, Mother?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, first the football field, the home ec building, and the chapel, and then we finish it up with a row around the lake.
Oh, that sounds fine.
All except the lake. We can't take any chances with your throat, dear.
But it's very warm, ma'am.
It's very warm.
Yes, I know, dear, but a career does take sacrifice. Of course, when you get up there, it'll all be worth it. Oh, excuse me a moment. There's Carolyn. How's it going? She hasn't said anything about changing her mind yet.
Oh, well, keep plugging.
I'm beginning to feel like the wicked stepmother in Cinderella.
We better get going. There's a lot to see.
Oh, well, you two run along, then. And Mary, don't forget to be back at 3 for your rehearsal.
Yes, Mother.
Nice meeting you, Danny.
Nice meeting you.
How about a nice nostalgic walk around campus?
Why walk? I have my broom parked at the curb. Carolyn, do you think I'm doing the right thing?
Of course you are. You're a mother.
Well, that doesn't necessarily make us always right. All I really want is Mary to be happy. Thanks.
Here they come.
Well, here we are.
True to my word, 3 on the dot.
Yes, well, I think they're ready for you. Now watch your breathing, dear.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Thank you. Did you have a nice time?
Oh, yes, great. Oh, Mary's a very nice girl.
Thank you.
And a bright girl. The kind of girl that would get a lot out of going to college.
Yes. Johnny.
Angel to me, Johnny something that I can't resist. But he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, him and me, and how it's gonna be.
Other fella,
call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely.
Other fella,
call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, cause I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be.
Johnny Angel,
Johnny Angel, angel to me, Johnny Angel.
He was great. No, I mean it, very good.
Thank you. Yes, you really were. Well, I had no idea.
Well, I told you I've been practicing with the kids back at Hilldale.
I have a confession. I thought that, well, I thought, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Stone, that you were pushing Mary, that you were, well, trying to live your life through hers all over again. But she really does have talent.
Well, I have a confession to make, too. I was trying to push Mary, but not in the direction you think. I was trying to make a career seem as unglamorous as possible, with hard work and the restrictions.
Well, as long as we're all confessing. I found out all about that this afternoon from Mr. Devlin, the head of the glee club. He told me that Grandma did the exact same thing to you.
Well, in my case, Grandma was right. I just had a pleasant voice, but you have real talent.
Well, I hope Mr. Devlin thinks so. I auditioned for the glee club this afternoon. Oh, Mother, the minute I saw this campus, I knew that I didn't want to miss any of these 4 years for anything, but you were so busy being a stage mother that I didn't have the chance to tell you.
This calls for a celebration. The sodas are on me.
Forget about the sodas. Where's that rowboat?
You gotta admit, Doc, Thelma's getting better. I've only bothered you 3 times this week.
Thelma's making strides, all right.
Everything around here all right?
Yeah, everything around here is back to normal.
Uh-huh, Mrs. Stone's okay.
Oh, Mrs. Stone, I'm pleased to say, is back to her old, stable self.
Really?
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.